Hey, I got Greg from Gwynn on the phone here. Greg, how have the vending machine sales been on your bait?
It's been phenomenal lately. There's a lot of people getting out fishing. The worms and the crawlers are just disappearing from the machine.
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling. I've been getting very good reports from probably about five or six different lakes around the Gwynn area. I thought maybe we could just kind of pick our way through each of the lakes and what you're hearing for different fishing and what they're using and techniques. So where should we start, buddy?
Well, Little Shag Lake, I've been hearing they've been doing real good well with the rainbow at night. Some night fish in there. We've had some beautiful night weather to be out there and do that. You know, throw a light in and wax worms. A piece of corn on the end, and been nailing the rainbows.
Now, I've been hearing the same thing, and I just want to reiterate, the light is, for whatever reason, that is the key to fishing for rainbows at night on not only Little Shag, but West Bass, too, right?
Yep, that seems to bring the fish right in. I've been out a few times myself where, you know, looking at the fish finder, you got the light out, nothing's coming in. Sometimes they'll just start the engine, just let it idle. And you can watch the fish just come in on the finder.
All right. Well, what about what? Since we talked about Little Shag, let's move over to West Bass. We mentioned it. Rainbows at night there as well. Are they getting bigger rainbows on one of those two lakes over the other?
The average size is probably about 12 to 14.
Okay.
Pretty much the average that I've been hearing. Nothing huge. Nothing really over 20 that I've heard yet.
Is there anything else about West Bass you want to bring up?
West Bass, I believe they're hitting the bass too there. During the day.
Is that smallmouth or largemouth there?
Largemouth, well, mainly.
That's what I thought I heard.
Some top water baits I've been hearing and doing all right with it. Right along the shore there. That's pretty much all I've really heard right now. I haven't heard any colors.
Okay.
Not a lot of guys want to give up colors. But.
Okay. Well, where else could we go? What other lakes around the Gwynn area have you been hearing anything about?
Well, I've heard that East Bass has been good with the bluegill. Been nailing some bluegill out there, and that's always a good lake for bluegill, a nice-sized bluegill, too. You know, good eaters.
Now that it's July, I mean, are you hearing anything about where in the lake they are? Because they were shallow over the last month. Have they moved off the shallows at all?
That I haven't heard.
Okay.
I can't really answer that one right now. Mainly just the worm. A worm and what I've been hearing, anyway. Worm and... not sure if anybody's actually tried the waxworm yet, but the waxworms have been disappearing from the machine, so I don't know if they've been using them for bluegill or just taking them out night fishing.
Well, we got more lakes around the Gwynn area to get into and cover for fishing reports. Plus, we'll find out from Greg what they've been doing on the Escanaba River and what he's been stocking in his 24-hour vending machine. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.